Vic Blends is easily the most well-known barber to the average man. His rise to the top has been calculated and strategical. And in this video, I'll be breaking down the three core aspects that allow Vic Blends to have never before seen growth as a barber, as well as three things I believe he needs to implement ASAP in order to get to that next level. Number one, he put learning first, being a hungry student of the game and always seeking out help. From the first day I met Vic, one thing was super clear. This dude would do literally anything to learn and get an upper edge. What set Vic apart from everyone else is that he would not worry about being that fucking annoying little pest trying to get as much information as possible in order to get himself further ahead. Because just flat out, he was hungry and wanted it that badly. I mean, the guy would literally call me up randomly in the middle of the morning before my workouts just to talk about Instagram content because he just wanted to master the goddamn thing. And side note, it kind of got a little bit on the annoying side. No offense, Vic, but you were fucking calling me like as soon as the pre-workout hit. The shit was like, I was like, come on, dude, you gotta wrap this up. And plain and simple, that was his separating factor. He just wanted it way more than everyone else and applied it 10,000%. And as stupid as it sounds, a lot of barbers fall short of this little fucking simple thing. Now, Vic not only did this with his marketing and pestering the fuck out of me, I still have PTSD memories of seeing Vic's name pop up on my goddamn phone like, oh man, maybe I should ignore this motherfucker. But I'm also aware he's done this with his skill set level and learning from guys like Mr. Official or even like OGs in the barber industry like Jay Majors. To put it very bluntly, Vic made it super hard for himself not to succeed and win. Whereas most barbers put up every fucking excuse and make up every reason why they should not win, no matter how large or even small the goddamn obstacle in their way is. Number two, have an actual vision and plan. Now, a lot of barbers come into the industry and then all of a sudden they come, to put it bluntly, a little bit of a bitch, and then all of a sudden just become grateful for cutting hair and getting paid for something that they love doing. Again, this is completely bullshit in my eyes because again, you got on this damn thing to make money. Like, come on now, dog. Like, seriously, you run a business for financial gain. Otherwise, you're just doing some goddamn charity work, which, I mean, like, look, if that's your fucking game, fuck, do you. To me, anybody that runs a business that thinks like that is just straight up weirdo. And there's going to be people in the comments like, oh, you're such a terrible person. Look, it's a fucking business. What do you expect? Now, what Vic set out for himself from the get-go was to ensure he would never just be just a barber. Instead, he would use barbering as the vehicle to get him to his next thing. Fucking key right there. Because it all starts with a clear vision of what you want for your life, which surprisingly, a lot of fucking barbers lack. Now, a lot of people in general find themselves drifting through life because of a lack of vision. Now, a lot of people actually end up drifting through life because of a lack of plan and vision of what they want to achieve with their fucking life. Like, seriously, they give it zero thought. Hell, I even know some barbers that give zero thought in terms of the income they want to eventually make. It's like, how do you expect to get yourself out of the current situation you're in and make more money if you don't ever fucking think about it? Like, money's not just gonna pop up out of nowhere, dumbass, because you never thought about money. You're like, I don't want to be greedy. It's like, well, you have to. It's not being greedy to want money, want more for yourself. How is that being fucking greedy? In fact, I think being selfish is needed more often as a barber, because too many barbers are just like, they let the world and their clients fuck them. And they're like, oh, I like being fucked. Come on now. Now, from the get-go, Vic already knew he wanted to create another business for himself or take another leap forward after barbering. But he also understood he needed to take the thing, barbering, to its max level to even get that door of an opportunity to open up later down the road. Once he had that clear vision in place, all he had to do was go and search out the mentors that would help him learn what he didn't know already. And then it just became a game of straight execution, which he's done very well so far. Number three, stick to one thing until it's taken to its max level. Now, like all of us, Vic has not been perfect on this, but he has stuck to the overall principle. Typically, when barbers start getting a lot of momentum on a social media platform, they get all this like clout and hype, they start getting what I like to call this shiny object syndrome, where they begin to start adding other side businesses, thinking it will affect the main business whatsoever, only to have everything crash and burn after a couple months because literally everything they're doing is half-assed dog shit because they literally have no time and no energy to make that one thing great. And what Vic has done so well is resist as much temptation of being swayed off of the main thing and just stayed locked in, laser focused. It's kind of like if Michael Jordan all of a sudden wanted to become like a movie star or just wanted to do only endorsement deals right in the smack dab middle of his career. Sure, he might have some initial success. He'll make some short-term money. But to be quite honest, all of that shit goes away the very second he stops winning and plays like dog shit, which will inevitably happen because now that he's taking more time with acting and endorsement deals, he's not able to spend as much time training and improving his game, which then again affects the main thing. Hopefully every single barber is getting the analogy here because I can't make this any more clear to you. Stick to the one goddamn thing until it's to its max level and then move to the next thing. And to be honest, Vic every step of the way has been able to identify clearly what that one main thing is and just stick to it. And sure, like I said before, he has gotten sidetracked at times. All of us do. He's tried to drop a few products here and there, but Vic has such incredible awareness of his situation to be able to recognize when he is getting swayed off path and to be able to kind of like slap his hand and be like, no, don't take the short-term money, and get himself back onto that long-term vision in order to make that long-term money. Now, Vic is not one of our private clients that we work inside of the Elevated Mentorship Program, which we're heavily focused on helping barbers grow and scale their business 20K plus per month in any location. By the way, if you do want to become one of our private clients, you can apply through the links below. But if he was, here are the three things I would have him start implementing ASAP into his business. One, find a transition to long form content on YouTube that works really fucking well. Now, Vic is in a space where honestly, he doesn't and should not be cutting hair for money whatsoever. However, the content that he is putting out that is really getting him that push is centered around him cutting hair. But like all content, at some point in time, there will need to become an evolution. Otherwise, it's going to kind of get drowned out and kind of like boring. And that next evolution for Vic, in just my own personal opinion, is making that jump from being a fucking superstar at short form content and really dominating the long form content plane. Because I know for a fact that Vic wants to continue using his voice as that powerful North Star for his brand overall. Because to be honest, it's one of his biggest weapons and assets. But long form is really where Vic has yet to break through to and has so much untapped fucking potential. And this could be as easy as having a sit-down podcast with guests on. Or even if you want to cut hair while doing the podcast, he could fucking do that too. But I probably wouldn't recommend doing that. Because I can just imagine that should be a pain in the fucking ass. Trying to cut hair for 1 to 2 hours and hold a conversation. Fuck that. Now, I truly believe this would allow him to really break through in the YouTube platform even more than what he is right now with long form content. Because to be honest, with somebody like Vic's voice, should be at least getting a million plus views per video he drops. And that's in the long form content space. I mean, he just has so much value to give. Number two is going to be drive all of his media platforms to that YouTube channel. Now, this is something I do see him execute on just a little bit right now, but it's not like full throttle. Because if he really had the long form content game down, he could easily deploy his short form content weapons on TikTok and Instagram and even YouTube Shorts to push those episodes more. Now, typically, again, this would be a challenge for most people, but I already know Vic has a team in place. And I think the real challenge for him would not only be like getting this main channel up and running, but even thinking of expanding off to other channels. Think of like how Mr. Beast has like a Reacts channel, a gaming channel, fuck a Spanish channel. Could you imagine Vic like being translated in fucking like Portuguese or something? I think he is Portuguese too, isn't he? Now, all these additional channels and traffic could produce more revenue for him to not only expand his brand, but also expand his team, which would then in effect expand into more channels potentially. Again, if that idea works. Because to be honest, Vic is in the space of a behemoth of brand development. And something this special could easily be broken up across multiple channels if he can find certain content that hits in like a genre at least. Now, this does pose the question, does Vic really want to be a full-time content creator like that? I don't know. I mean, I remember there was a day in time when Vic told me he didn't want to fucking do YouTube. But I think everything evolves and changes over time as like people's goals and visions change as well too. And I also believe that the long-term benefits of the building of assets of multiple channels would just pay Vic off exponentially down the line. Number three, more collaborations with content, preferably in the long form sense. Now, with long form content, you need characters. It gets very difficult to entertain a viewer for more than 10 minutes if you are the sole person talking without something to react off of or someone to react with. Or even hell, just a play off like how I am with Vic in this video. You know, it'd be weird if I'm just talking about myself. I would probably get worse views, which would suck. And for Vic, he already has those connections made that honestly would make that podcast super effortless. which the game then becomes, how many fucking collaborations can you do? Because cross-pollinating his audience would be one of the fastest ways for him to start exponentially growing. And what I mean by that is basically poaching off somebody else's audience. You know, you do like a video for a video in hopes that you broaden your reach on a potential audience that might have never found you if they're just like searching for your content. And the great thing about Vic is that honestly, he could do a plethora of things and talk about a plethora of different topics. I can see him doing like, you know, YouTube creators in general, businessmen, philanthropists, hell, even like some kid prodigy shit. I even had like a random idea when I was coming up with this video. I was like, what if he just took like the best short form conversations or the videos that people react to the best in his short form like videos and like brought those people on for like a long form like podcast or something, had a great conversation. I honestly think that idea would be super fucking fire. And by the way, Vic, if you actually decide to roll that out, I'm gonna need the fucking credit. Now, this would require Vic to maybe relocate outside of Atlanta if a lot of the collaborations may be in like LA or something, or at least have his guests fly out to Atlanta and do the collaboration there. Regardless, I think the collaboration idea would be such a perfect marriage for his content output in the future to continue expanding his global takeover.